And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Teeling Irish Whiskey.
Hey, welcome, Tom. How are you?
Hey, bloody good to be here.
It's been a little while.
It has.
Now,
it has.
We've got, this is very, very, very exciting. We've got a brand new spirit, which I don't know if we've had much Teeling Irish Whiskey.
No, I think I funnily, well, it's not that funny, but last time I was here for Spiritual
Guide,
I'm pretty sure we did whiskey, Irish whiskey.
No, that's probably months ago, mate,
yeah.
Or longer.
It was a long time ago.
So
yeah, cool story, eh?
Thanks.
Well,
whiskey.
Can we just say, welcome back, Teeling Irish Whiskey. It's been fleeting and few and far between.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not going to say anything? Okay, well, I think we might have frightened it.
That was awkward.
I thought we were talking to the whiskey for a second there. Sorry.
Tell us a little bit about Teeling Irish Whiskey.
Oh, is that a cork?
It is a cork, yes. Ooh. Yes, I've got a
good
bottle
start.
I got a bottle up today.
Good start.
Now we can...
Speak. Speak.
It's kind of like weirdly squeaky.
It was squeakier than I expected, yeah. I swear to God, that's the first time that's ever happened.
There's a lot more squeak than pop.
I feel like once you sort of wet its whistle, you might get a bit more of a different pop.
Well, as you can see, I've poured a little bit of it into the glass for you as well.
Is this a dram?
I've got a proper tasting glass.
What the hell is a dram, by the way?
A dram's 30 mils, I think. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not Irish. But this is, I don't know. Well, I mean, it could be like the old house pour there where it's like.
It smells fantastic. It doesn't smell abrasive to the nose, which is a good thing for a whiskey.
It doesn't smell like sandpaper.
Some whiskeys will just be like, oi!
Don't be that guy who says, ooh, smooth. It's like the least imaginative thing you can say about whiskey. Ooh, that's smooth.
I feel like I'm getting some sort of chocolate.
It's a very complex whiskey. Well, this one is the small batch blended whiskey. So this is a blend, basically Irish whiskey.
Did you hear John say chocolate and you're like, the chocolate person, that's the second one.
No, chocolate's good. I like chocolates. I would have jumped on that one if that wasn't a good comment. Go on, get in there. No, this one's cool because, so Irish whiskey, or Teeling particularly, is great because the family themselves, they've been making whiskey, as I said, off air since 1782, but this distillery was established in Dublin in this little area called the Libertines, which is within this area known as the Golden Triangle, which at one time was basically where all the best whiskey was coming out of in Dublin. Dublin was
the Dorothy's.
Yeah, it's like, it's right in the, I don't know what that is, but yeah, it sounded good. I'm sold.
You said Libertines.
Yeah, it's, I'm just reading off a piece of paper.
Well, no, you're not. That is the gambit. You are definitely not reading off a bit of paper right now.
The Teelings have been at it since 1782. Mm. How many of their kids along the way have been like, I've had enough of whiskey. I want to go be an artist.
I think if you grew up drinking whiskey, I think you'd be like, I'm going to do a bit of art on the side after this dram of whiskey. afforded a few.
Just while we're on the art buzz, though, is that a phoenix?
It is. It's a phoenix rising from the ashes.
I do love a phoenix, and it's kind of a really casually drawn phoenix.
Yeah,
like a
but stylized, one might say.
Symmetrical. It's been run through a computer, but
yeah, and it's sitting.
Kind of looks
like
it's made of a bong or something.
Yeah. So that bong behind it,
right,
is.
Don't you dare blow my mind right now.
It is a pot still.
Okay, no, not quite.
No. No. I was really hoping that would blow your mind, but...
That's obviously something that makes the whiskey...
Yeah, that's the still. So it's a particular type of still that brings about more aromatic, sort of floral flavors.
This Teeling's got a little bit of colour, though. It obviously has been in a barrel for a minute.
It has.
Do we know any info on the barrel?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a blended whiskey, but... It's distilled from... barley and grains, so because you've got the and I believe there's a bit of corn in there as well, which brings a bit of sweetness through.
Sweet.
The other thing about Irish whiskey is that it's triple distilled, so again that brings about that much that more smooth sort of style. Yeah.
Do you have to be triple distilled to be an Irish whiskey?
Sucked in. You just said smooth. Actually, someone's texted in saying, "What the fuck? If it's smooth, say it's smooth if you want. No one likes a snob." Which is fair call.
With a moustache like mine, I'm not afraid of snobbery.
I'm like literally on the edge of my seat.
I was
going to
say it's round. It's very full and round.
I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for Tom to.
I love that I got people hating already. All right.
Yes. Give us the full tasting notes. Big Hungry's already dipped his toe in the water.
Oh, Tom, it's lovely.
What else can you say about what should I expect from the taste?
Yeah. So I mean, as you asked, you're asking about how it's finished, or at least the barrel that it spent time in. Mm. So Irish whiskey spends time in bourbon barrels, oak.
Bourbon.
It also has spent some time in Florida Can rum casks. So rum and whiskey do well together because it brings out some really interesting fruit notes, but also chocolatey notes as well.
Okay.
One might say. It's just really complex. I'm not fucking with you. I'm really not. It's quite a complex whiskey, and that's what makes it good.
Hey, I've drunk one. What do you mean?
And it doesn't last long either.
It's delish.
That's why Irish whiskey is always a good entry point for people, and the small batch is another great entry point as well. They do have a single grain whiskey, which is purely made from corn, and that's a little bit sweeter. Ooh. And a very, very good entry point as well. But yeah,
like
Teeling
sweet,
is great for this.
I got a little bit on the tongue, but usually when I go straight neat whiskey, yep, I will get a lot on the throat.
I just
nothing
got like
on the throat.
I drank a little bit too much in one go, and I've got a little bit of heartburn. Does that mean I'm some kind of wussy? Or?
Well, the thing about this whiskey in particular, and I'll have to look at the bottle to jog my memory because I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So this is sitting at 46.8% ABV. Mm. So that's high. Like most whiskeys are generally around the 40%. So you've got, it's got a bit of alcohol heat, but it is really nicely rounded off.
I said round before.
You did. You did indeed. You're making quite astute comments today, boys.
This is a word scramble situation.
So the back of the throat thing? I got 46% on the tongue, but the back of the throat, very smooth.
Back to my heartburn. Oh, Am I going to be okay? Kind of long term, or
I would
maybe
probably
just chill out.
I'd probably see a doctor.
I didn't allow for gravity. I kind of like, you know, just sort of came out. I had a slippery glass, the tulip. You never know. You know what I mean? It gets to the point, it gets to the rim, and you're like, oh, and it all starts to go out.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's gonna?
Maybe see a doctor, as Tom said. I think asking Tom for health advice.
You gave me the tulip. You guys both had the same glass. Obviously, there's some kind of buddy situation going on I don't know about at the moment.
You've got the old drinker's elbow. It's a little bit.
I'm standing.
It's a bit well greased. I don't know. I mean, have you had lunch today?
Yeah.
We're going to get into some real deep homeopathic stuff now. What's your life like?
Tell me more about your father. Actually, should we skedaddle into making this cocktail? You've got some tonic water, you've got some lemon juice, I can see some bitters, and there is a classic, what is that? That red stuff on the far end of the bench.
The old favourite of the cocktail corner, we have used Peychaud's Aperitivo as our bittering agent.
Give us some of that red stuff.
I feel like Peychaud's should almost get its own like month of cocktail corner because it is making so many appearances up here.
It's a bloody great product.
I guess
would you argue that it kind of already is?
But I mean, it's one of those ones that sits comfortably along with a lot of cocktails. It's a good little.
What's
the
color of that
sidekick
thing you're about to shake?
Good little wingman.
That is about the same colour as John's shirt.
So what sort of cocktail are we getting tonight, Tom?
Look at that orange. Oh, I'm getting it all over the bench right now.
Rocky.
Shit.
Did that spatter go on
all
the mic?
All I had to do was turn this up.
Sound effects?
I don't know what else to do.
It's cool. It's cool. Everything's normal here.
There's actually a quick dial number for Rip, the tech expert.
No, we're good. So this is called the Whiskey Smash.
Quick dial? What the fuck? You just say Whiskey Smash?
The Whiskey Smash, yeah. Okay. So this has Teeling small batch. We have 45 mils of that. I've put 20 mils of Peychaud's Aperitivo.
How much power is the Teeling small? Was it 46%?
46, yeah, 46%.
Okay, so you're rolling in that territory. It's pretty familiar kind of territory for everyone that needs to just mix on the cuff.
How much Peychaud's?
Yeah. 20 mils.
This is built in a shaker.
It is full not built. It is shaken.
Shaken?
Yeah.
Shaken?
Built is when you ice the glass and you pour all the stuff on top of it. So this is a shaky, icy.
So a shave ice, get your shave ice.
Get you.
It's a built dessert.
Big shave ice for sale.
Okay, yeah. So you've literally just shaken the tealing and the peychaud's in there?
So yeah, so what I've done is I've shaken the tealing, the peychaud's, I've put 10 mils of lemon juice, and then I've done one dash of bitters. And so I'm now pouring that over ice, and then we're going to top that. You can shake it with grapefruit juice,
ooh,
but I've decided to go a little bit left field because I am a massive hipster.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone with a Fentimans botanically brewed pink grapefruit tonic.
Cute little bottles. I might have a little swig of one just for myself.
It's good stuff. It's good with your cheeky G&Ts, but that's going to bring a bit of bitterness through because the peychaud's is sweet, and the tealing is on the sweeter side as well. So this is just going to pare that back a little bit. As we know, good cocktails are made with a balance of sweet, sour, and spirit. So we're just looking to get
like
that
a
mix
pink
there.
Grapefruit situation.
Where the heck do you get the Fentimans stuff from? Because it is,
oh,
it's that bottle is on trend. It looks really fancy.
The new release, they've actually re-released it. This is a little green bottle.
Sucked in, John.
But they've
looks fancy.
The new one they've got is actually a clear bottle, so it's you can actually see the pink. Mm. Because real men and women nowadays are drinking pink no matter who you are. Happy women, belated Happy Women's Day, everyone.
I feel like this is more on an orange direction. Like, look, if I hold it here.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of orange.
Pinky orange.
I just wanted to give a shout out to International Women's Day myself. That's really just that.
Come on.
But
and to all the flamingos out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Except for the ones at the zoo. Have you seen those?
We are what we eat.
They're not pink.
No, they're not that pink. They're kind of on the
They're not eating the right
diet.
Shit.
Yeah, it's diet.
They eat the stuff.
It's a bit disappointing.
Hey, I love how you're pinky out right now, Tom.
Mm.
Whiskey smash.
Yeah, so this is the whiskey smash. So I topped it with a little bit of that grapefruit tonic.
Whiskey smash. Whiskey smash.
But like it's a dangerous drink.
Yeah, you can tell that this has got a whiskey which is sitting around 46% in it.
Yeah, it shines through quite nicely, eh? But it's not kind of overbearing.
It goes karate as well.
Well, I mean a lot of the time people are putting their whiskey with apple juice, lemonade, dry ginger ale.
Willy-nilly.
All of those are kind of on the sweeter side. I guess this is kind of sweet too.
No, it has a stiffness. I think the grapefruit's bringing that.
Oh yeah, no, that sour
a
comes through quite nicely.
A little tart,
yeah,
sit quite well with a spread of like artichoke hearts and like olives and that sort of thing on a sunny afternoon.
Well, I'll see you at John's place a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Shit. Mm. You've been down to the Faro or the Nosh, whichever one is still open.
A little bit of prosciutto.
Some kind of exotic cheese and
there we go,
a kiwi
now we're
thing.
Talking.
A little bit of the old, what do you do, prosciutto wrapped melon or melon wrapped prosciutto?
Some
quince
jelly.
Oh,
perhaps.
Yeah. There we go.
This is occupying a really like.
Just a sack of sesame seeds.
Nice dry, strong, but also a citrus flavor.
Mm. And when you've got a cocktail. When you've got a cocktail that's got the complexity of a drink like this, you do have a face like yours where you're kind of curious and you're like, you have a sip and then you go, wait, what's that? And you go back to it and you go back to it.
A Ren and Stimpy close-up.
I am actually going, what the beep is this drink?
Yeah.
It's like,
what is that?
It's so many things.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And that's definitely attributed to the tealing because it is... there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on.
Which one is it? Small batch.
Do you know where this would be good? Drive Island, actually, tomorrow, if we could get away with it. But we're not allowed alcohol down there. It's all ages. It's all ages down there, Alan Melville Centre. We've got New Telepathics playing Tom along with LBJ and Double Double. So we've got like a big band and raps going on down at the Alan Melville Centre from 4 to 7. This drive show transported down to Freiburg Square there, just off High Street. Right, in front of the big Metropo.
I know the one.
Good times. It's going to be a bloody great time. We've got Altura Coffee down there. You should come down.
There's going to be people drinking.
I can't stop people from doing whatever they want to do. Like I'm just.
So if the old mate Tom rocks up with a thermos flask,
I'm going to turn this up.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you to Hancock's for providing the goods for Cocktail Corner. Where can people get Tealing Whiskey?
As per usual, you can get it at all Glengarry stores. They've got the whole range. Plus, they do the cool thing about Teeling is they do a lot of special releases as well. So they've got special port finish casks. They've got a stout finish cask. I don't know if there's any of it left at Glengarry's, but go in and have a chat because they'll definitely be able to give you a yay or a nay.
Popular.
It's a real beauty. Well, it's a limited release, so yeah. And that one, if you like a bit of chocolate in your whiskey, that stout cask is the one to go for. It's a doozy. But it's all over the show at all good retailers, but Glengarry's is always a good one to go to.
Can we just see that pop one more time?
Yeah.
So I try for it rather than a squeak. Oh, squeaking already.
I feel like when you peel it off to an angle a little bit. Oh, by the way, that Drive Island I was telling you about, that's thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Oh, nice.
Just a heads up, Tom.
And it's all ages.
It's all ages, mate. It's
something for the kids.
Wow, it's important.
Got to keep them off the streets.
It's free as well.
Yeah.
And all ages love that.
Fucking A.
Big thanks to Hancock's, by the way.
It's been a bloody pleasure.
Are you going to... I'd like the look of that Teeling bottle of whiskey. Yeah.
So you want to have a go at popping it?
A little bit.
It's good. Do it. Third time's a charm.
Give it a little bit of an angle. I'm going to give this microphone some gas.
Unfair advantage.
I've stacked the drum kit with dynamite. Wait, hang on. Wait, I'm going to flick it off. Oh!
Tom went for the single
edge. Oh,
Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Teeling Irish Whiskey.